FIR. Total Action for Progress has a housing counseling program geared towards first-time homebuyers for people of all incomes. The program could also help with foreclosure prevention. Next Thursday, there's a unique event coming up at Soaring Ridge Craft Brewers to publicize the program. It involves storytelling. Ashton Fallon with TAP and Lee Hunsaker with Hoot and Holler joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning. We're going to talk about all of that. So nice to see you both. Thank you for coming this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Hoot and Holler sounds a lot less serious than a program for first-time homebuyers. Lee, for those that have not been to a Hoot and Holler event, talk in general, Lee, about what they are and where you've held them.
Yes. So Hoot and Holler is a live storytelling event in the vein of the moth, if you've heard of the moth storytelling. We choose a theme, and then we invite the public to submit their pitch for the story. And once they're selected, they share a story live for 10 minutes. They're usually very rowdy, very fun, and it's a true community builder. We sell out at every event. We've had our events at Sweet Donkey Coffee, Five Points Music, Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. We've had it up at Floyd Fest.
I saw the one at Floyd Fest last summer with Tom Landon,
yes.
David Rakes.
Yes, yes. Those are our core storytellers. I have a core of people that seem to want to tell every single time. But the whole point of Hoot and Holler is to encourage people to use their voice and to speak their truths. And it has just been a huge success. It's about 2 years old. And like I said, every time we get a sellout crowd, and it's just been thrilling to watch how it unites people, how storytelling unites people.
Sure. And by the way, before we go, ask Ashton a question, you've got a Facebook page people can check out, Hoot and Holler Roanoke?
Or? It's Hoot and Holler Stories, and you can see our events that are coming up. And
including one in 2 days, a duets one.
That's correct.
Ashton, you came aboard with TAP in June. Talk about holding a storytelling event at the local craft brewer, in this case, the Soaring Ridge Craft Brewer, next Thursday, December 6th, 5 to 7. Is that your way of saying that the housing counseling program needs more publicity?
I'm sure you could say that. You know, when I got my job, like, you know, I love working for a nonprofit and I'm all about getting the community involved. So I was like, I really want to do an event to let people know about this program and everything that we offer at TAP.
Well, talk about it and talk about what the housing counseling program is and you know, what you're doing with it.
Yeah. So our housing counseling program, we really focus mostly on first-time homebuyers and people that are either looking to purchase a home. So we do that by one-on-one counseling where someone can come in my office and I will pull their credit. We'll come up with goals to help them like achieve their financial goals. We also offer a first-time homebuyer class once a month where we'll have realtors and lenders talk about the home buying process to really help the consumer feel informed and empowered when they're ready to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm. Now TAP normally works with people on the lower income side of the scale, but what are the requirements? Are there any income levels that you'll work with people with the housing counseling program?
There actually are no income limits for the housing counseling program. The only income limits we have under our program is we do offer down payment assistance, and that does have strict guidelines if you're looking to access that program. But getting just basic housing counseling, anyone can qualify for that.
How many people are you working with on a normal basis? And do you see just a lot more potential to work with a lot more people?
I do. And especially being a millennial, like I feel like, you know, our generation, we really don't know that much about purchasing a home. So I'm really interested in targeting millennials, which is why I reached out to Lee, because a lot of the millennials go to her event. And I think it's a great way to just get our name out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's again, December 6th, 5 to 7, Soaring Ridge Craft Brewers. You know, I wanted to ask you, a lot of millennials. I was a millennial a long time ago before I was a millennial.
Me
but,
too.
even a lot of the people that are living in downtown apartments or whatever, you know, they want to stay in Roanoke. They like the vibe. There's a lot of affordable housing in Roanoke.
Right.
And the whole thing about owning a house, if you can do that, if that's what you want to do for you and your family, does it make people just get more wired into the community? Do some people take more ownership if they're owning a property?
I think they do. Yeah. I think when you own a home, you're more likely to get involved with your local civic league or your neighborhood association. You know, I live in Old Southwest and I see signs up all the time for our neighborhood association doing events. And if I owned a home and I had more time, I would probably definitely be part of that.
You feel more wired in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You also help people with homeowners facing foreclosure. Talk about how you do that.
Yeah. So we try to help, again, you know, with a consumer feeling informed. We try to help explain their options to them. Of course, I'm not an attorney, so I cannot provide legal advice. But, you know, if they're considering bankruptcy or what their options are for like a loan modification or a forbearance, I would talk to the client about all those things and try to help them figure out what's best for that their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. It's 8:50 now at WFIR. We have Ashton Fallon with TAP and Lee Hunsaker with Hoot and Holler in the studio with us this morning. Lee, if you would, talk about the Home Sweet Home Hoot and Holler event next Thursday, December 8th. This thing sounds like to me has got fun written all over it. December 8th?
Is it right? December 8th or 6th?
December 6th.
Sorry, my typo. December 6th next Thursday.
So next Thursday, December 6th, Lee, it's at Soaring Ridge Craft Brewers, 5 to 7. What types of people... Lee will be telling stories. Are they all related in some way to the trials and tribulations of home buying? Also, are you still looking for more storytellers? And if so, how can they get in touch with you?
Great question. And in fact, we do have a slot or two available, and we would love to hear from people who would love to share a story on what home means to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about home buying, it doesn't exactly elicit yay, that's going to be really lively and awesome. Let's have a bunch of bankers around and woo. So,
yes.
So we're there to, you know, put the fun in the party. It's going to be some lighthearted storytelling, but some truthful storytelling about, yes, trials and tribulations, and really about what finding a home can mean on a deeper level. So while some of the stories might be humorous, there's also a more important message about finding home. And if anyone did want to submit a pitch, please reach out to the Hoot and Holler Facebook page, Hoot and Holler Stories. Mm. And I would love to hear what you have to say about home and what that means.
So are you getting are you having people from the real estate world and offer stories as well?
Yes, we have one of Ashton's lenders is willing to step up there on stage and take the plunge, and she's going to share about what it feels like to help people find their homes, and that it can be a roller coaster, but she's going to share some really cool tales about helping people find that.
Mm-hmm. So. The whole process is fun when it's over, maybe.
Exactly. In retrospect, 2020, hindsight, yes.
Before I talk to Ashton again, I want to mention you have another event coming up in 2 days, Duets at Five Point Sanctuary, Hoot and Holler. Talk about that. That sounds like a fun time where two people will be up on stage at the same time telling the same story, and that can always be a little bit different.
That's right. This is actually an event I'm really excited about. It will be two people telling the same story, and we have an incredible variety of stories coming, all the way from a couple that had a biking accident together and how they were rescued, all the way to our local vice mayor, Joe Cobb, is sharing a story with his ex-wife about coming out of the closet after 13 years of marriage. And it's a profound and beautiful story about what family really means.
Joe and Karen, I believe, was his ex. Karen?
Leanne.
Okay.
Taylor.
And
yes.
They wrote a book together.
That's
about
correct.
The whole event. And
yes.
I saw them when they talked about the book. That's interesting.
Yes.
Ashton Fallon is with TAP. Ashton, talk about how the housing counseling program in general fits with TAP's overall mission.
Well, I think, you know, the mission of TAP is to really help the community. And, you know, under my department, I work in financial services, and our whole goal is wealth creation to help empower people to be financially secure. And so I think that starts at the core unit of the family. And so if you have your family unit in a house, I mean, I feel like that's a great place to start in overcoming poverty and being sustainable to achieve like your financial goals, your personal goals. You know, if you look at like Maslow's pyramid or higher. I don't know if you all know what I'm
talking about.
Like it says like at the bottom, like basic needs, food, shelter. And so if we can like help people obtain housing, then that's like getting them one step closer to achieving their goals. So.
Right. I think security is always at the bottom of the pyramid and then ice cream's at the
like
top or something.
Actualization is like at the top.
Does TAP have a goal with this program about how many people they like to help every year? I mean, anything like that?
I mean, we definitely do have goals, especially for our housing counseling class. We want to try to get, you know, as many people in our class as possible, just because that's a great way to kind of get your feet wet. The class is free and you get to learn firsthand from lenders and realtors and home inspectors about what is involved in the home buying process. And
go ahead.
Like Lee was saying, it sounds boring, but it's like, you know, really critical information that, you know, you need to know to help, you know, make sure that when you purchase your home, you can afford it. You can afford the repairs and your budget correctly for any accidents that might happen in your house.
So how often do you have these housing counseling classes? And is it a series of classes or how does it work?
We do it once a month starting in December. And it's just our introduction to home buying class.
How do people find out about it, like when it's scheduled and things like that?
You can go to VHDA's website, and the classes are all listed under there.
Virginia Housing Development Authority?
Yes. Yeah, VHDA.org
or com?
I think it's .org.
Okay.
You must know nonprofit acronyms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can they go through the TAP website to find that information, too?
I don't think so. We link it directly through the VHDA website.
Okay. I'm just wondering, you know, we've got a little bit of time left, about a minute or so. But do you find that maybe when you are talking to people, Ashton, that they're like, wow, I really can afford a house. Maybe they didn't realize, you know, when they find a price range and they go out. But do you find that you're helping people that make them realize that they probably can afford a house?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because you're also tackling behaviors that are related to people's financial decisions, such as budgeting and just other, you know, financial decisions. I can say it for myself, being a millennial, like having this job, I have definitely learned some habits to better my finances, and I pass them on to my friends and other people. Mm-hmm. So it's good information.
And just to wrap up, Lee, we got about 20 seconds left. Let's talk about getting involved with Hoot and Holler in something like this.
Yes, I think it's kind of a perfect marriage, really, because we want people to have a voice in their home buying process and also make it fun and be relatable. It doesn't have to be so scary. So it's a great combination partnering with TAP.
All right. Ashton Follin from TAP and Lee Hunsaker with Hoot and Holler. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.